The news at noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 25 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He was eating hash browns. The 26-year-old accused of gunning down health insurance exec Brian Thompson last week was spotted at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, eating McDonald's hash browns. A law enforcement bulletin in one state warning about possible similar attacks as well. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Police are urged to be on high alert about widespread threats on social media against healthcare executives and their families. That's according to a Colorado law enforcement bulletin obtained by ABC News. It says Brian Thompson's killing may be used as messaging and propaganda to share the gunman's techniques and tactics. The bulletin talks about a growing negative sentiment around conglomerates, the wealthy, and executive staff at private and public organizations.
The rebels who overtook the Syrian government are already meeting about a transition government. President Bashar al-Assad overthrown over the weekend. He and his family have fled to Russia. The FBI appealing to the public for help as sightings of drones in northeastern states increase. This is ABC News. In Washington, President Biden is set to deliver a speech today focused on the economy ahead of his departure next month.
The White House says President Biden today will tout his economic record, focusing on the actions he's taken to bring down costs for everyday necessities, help small businesses, and invest in infrastructure and American workers. The president will highlight the success the U.S. has had in driving down inflation faster and lower than other advanced economies around the world. Mr. Biden's also expected to criticize President-elect Donald Trump for his economic proposals, saying the country is at an inflection point about how best to grow the middle class. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
In a unanimous decision announced this morning, the Supreme Court has voted to uphold the Department of Homeland Security's discretion to revoke a visa at any time. The justice is rejecting the appeal of an American woman whose non-citizen husband, a Palestinian national, was denied a visa after DHS had initially approved it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and cooler today, a high of 30. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, flurries possible with a low of 19. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder, scattered snow showers likely by late morning with a dusting up to a half inch possible and a high of 25. In Richland Center, after a low of 24, it's 25 degrees.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Dunkin' Heinz Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has died. 112-year-old Ruth Aunt Esther Strazewski died November 29th. Family members say she died in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strazewski's funeral will be Saturday in Oshkosh. Two people are dead after a crash involving a semi-truck in West Central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit the semis. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and a 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Shortly after that crash, another semi-driver from Minnesota, who didn't follow cones and flares directing traffic around the crash, rear-ended a State Patrol squad car. A trooper who was hurt his head in that crash was hospitalized, while the semi-driver involved wasn't injured. The westbound Beltline in Madison was shut down for 3 hours last night after a pedestrian was hit by a car. It happened at around 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say the pedestrian died as a result. Authorities are now trying to figure out why the person was walking on the Beltline. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported to the Board of Education at its meeting last night that since the third Friday count, open enrollment out numbers have dropped to 248. In addition, open enrolled in students have increased by one from 96 to 97. Currently, the student count is 1,147, which means that the open enrollment out number represents 21.7% of students in the district. This indicates that the district retained 78.3% of its students. The district looks to reach its goal of 80% by September 2025. Board also updated the board that the Building and Grounds Committee had awarded 14 bids for various scopes of work concerning the capital referendum improvements. Each of the awarded bids were to the lowest bidder for each scope of work and was endorsed by Nexus, a reputable company. The total of all approved bids was $5.2 million. While this amount is nearly $438,000 over budget, the savings of $981,630 from the high school roof project will offset this overage. He also went over proposed parking lot revisions at the primary school to increase safety and efficiency by having segregated locations for the dropping off of children, an option to park and escort children to a designated location, as well as loading and unloading the buses. The board also approved the Southwest Conference plans to submit the SWC SWAL plan to the WIAA portal that would apply to all sports except football. A challenge to a Wisconsin school district's policy on transgender and gay students has been rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Parents in Eau Claire objected to a new school policy allowing students to discuss and change their gender identity with teachers and staff without involving parents. District officials instituted the policy to help students discuss their worries about their identity without outing them to their parents or guardians. Parents claimed the policy violated their religious freedoms and parental rights. But multiple courts, including a federal appellate court, all rejected the complaints because no parent could prove any direct harm caused by the policy. Wisconsin schools are receiving more federal aid for mental health support. The Department of Public Instruction announced Monday the state will get $10 million over the next 5 years to improve counseling services for students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly says that money will go towards hiring and retaining counselors and social workers. DPI was one of just 22 agencies in the country to get funding under the new round of grants. AT&T is phasing out landline phones in Wisconsin. Over the next 5 years, the company will move all landlines to newer digital services. Specifically, landlines mean phones that still connect directly by wire to the phone network, not ones that run off wireless connections or from home internet routers. Company officials say it's too expensive to maintain the copper network, and only 5% of homes and businesses in the country still use landlines. Wisconsin Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking a court order to resolve a discrepancy between state and federal law about what date the state's presidential electors must meet to cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral college votes for President-elect Donald Trump. State law calls for the meeting to take place on December 16th this year, but a two-year-old federal law says the vote must take place this year on December 17th. The Wisconsin Republican Party asked in the lawsuit filed Friday in U.S. District Court, seeking an order that the electors follow federal law and cast their votes on December 17th. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed 10 additional felony charges against two attorneys and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump, who advised the Republican in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely saying that Trump had won the battleground state that year. Jim Tropas, who was Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, Kenneth Cheesebro, an attorney who advised the campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, all initially faced a single felony forgery charge in Wisconsin. But today, the Wisconsin Department of Justice filed 10 additional felony charges against each of them for attempting to defraud each of the state's 10 GOP electors. Governor Tony Evers says he'll veto any budget that requires state workers to return to office. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss claimed on WISN's Upfront last month that a lot of employees aren't working or they're working only from home and not doing it very well with little supervision. Also, an Upfront, Evers said his administration wants the best possible working for the state, and sometimes that will mean that they will work from home, part-time or full-time. Evers said it's working fine and that state employees can work from home or work from an office that's remote from Madison. Environmental advocates are critical of utilities' decision to delay retirement of a coal-fired power plant. In a statement, Sierra Club Wisconsin Senior Campaign Coordinator Cassie Steiner expressed outrage that Alliant Energy Madison Gas and Electric and Wisconsin Public Service have once again kicked the can on shutting down the Columbia Energy Center, located near Portage in Columbia County. She also expressed exacerbation that the utilities are considering converting the plant to run on natural gas. After previously delaying its closure plan for this year, the utilities last week announced that retirement of the coal plant is being pushed back from 2026 to 2029. The utilities say doing so provides the companies time to explore converting one of the energy center's units to natural gas before 2029. Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on three draft bills today, two of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farms from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say the sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023. For years now, some consumers have been getting text messages stating that a major delivery carrier needs them to update delivery preferences on a package by clicking a link. The problem? The texts are scams and the links result in the theft of personal information, money, or both. Most consumers love the convenience of making purchases online and having them shipped straight to their doorstep. Delivery scams and theft are particularly prevalent during the holidays when more packages are shipped, but they can happen year-round. Scammers are hoping shoppers are busy or distracted and will act without thinking. The first scams to look out for are phishing texts or emails that pose as official notices from delivery companies. These either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link either takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another delivery scam involves fake missed delivery tags. Scammers place a note on your door that claims they are having challenges delivering a package to you. They ask you to call a phone number to reschedule your delivery, but it's a ruse to get your personal information. A different delivery scam includes a text stating the USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered due to incomplete address information. Please confirm your address in the link. The U.S. Postal Team wishes you a wonderful day. Other delivery-related issues shoppers face involve package theft. Many consumers have had their packages stolen before they arrive home from work. Thieves snatch packages from doorsteps or lobbies of apartment or condo complexes. Criminals even follow delivery in postal trucks. When the truck leaves, the crooks move in and grab the parcels. You can avoid delivery scams by following these steps. Take precautions to ensure a safe delivery. If you have a valuable or fragile item delivered to your home, purchase shipping insurance. In addition, always get tracking numbers for your purchases and check the shipping progress periodically. Watch out for texts, calls, or emails about a missed delivery. Legitimate delivery services usually leave a missed delivery notice on your door. If you receive a missed delivery notice, examine the form carefully to make sure it's authentic, and only then follow their instructions. Keep track of what you've ordered or better understand what is coming and when. Don't click on links, go to the delivery carrier's website directly, or log in and use the retailer's tracking tools. Request a signature when ordering. Chances are this feature may come with a price tag, but it may be worth the extra fee depending on the level of package theft in your area. Requesting a signature means that a delivery service won't be able to drop a package on your doorstep unless someone is around to sign for it. Don't leave packages sitting on your doorstep. Packages left sitting outside are particularly vulnerable to theft. To ensure safe delivery, have your package delivered to your workplace or a trusted friend or neighbor who will be home to accept delivery. Some delivery companies now have lockers where your packages can securely wait for you to pick them up using a one-time code to open the locker. Open your delivery upon receipt to check for damage or signs of tampering. Contact the seller immediately if you believe something is wrong with the shipment or it's not what you ordered. Also, review the seller's return policy for damaged or unwanted items. Visit bbb.org/avoidscams to learn more. If you've been the victim of a delivery scam, report it at bbb.org/scamtracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. WRCO News Time is 12:20. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center. Farouqua's bathhouse project is closer to reality. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 12:23. The vision of Viroqua's 1936 Works Progress Administration, bathhouse becoming the Viroqua Welcome Center, is closer to becoming a reality. The WPA Bathhouse Task Force has achieved its funding goal with the allocation of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Community Development Investment Grant of $250,000. The renovation of the building, located at 220 Rock Avenue in the heart of Viroqua, is forecast to begin by summer 2025. Key features of the Viroqua Welcome Center will be a visitor and community information center, a meeting and gathering space for community and business use, downtown public restrooms, and a trailhead for Vernon County's recreational trails. While the funding milestone is a cause for celebration, the project continues to seek donations and pledges to strengthen its budget and enhance the center's programming and amenities. Additional contributions will help ensure the Viroqua Welcome Center becomes a well-equipped hub. For more information about the Viroqua Welcome Center, including ways to donate, visit viroquabathhousewelcomecenter.org. Public Health Sauk County and SSM Health have announced a life-saving tool in the Lake Delton community. A free public health vending machine inside the SSM Health Lake Delton Urgent Care Clinic. The machine offers free Narcan nasal spray, Detira medication disposal kits, and listings of local mental health and substance use resources. These free supplies will be available to all during clinic business hours. This is the second public health vending machine to be installed in Sauk County, with the first located in the entrance of the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Room. Public Health Sauk County purchased the vending machine and supplies with funding from a Wisconsin Department of Health Service grant. The hope is to secure more grant funds to install more vending machines in other locations in the area. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATV led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. If you're planning on gifting a child's bike this holiday, don't forget the safety gear. Dr. Benjamin Orozco with Gunderson Health says helmets and pads are a must. If you're unsure of what size safety gear a child will need, gift a gift card along with the bike or scooter so family members can help pick out the right size for the child. Also, be sure you're not buying gifts with small parts if there are small children in the home. If you're getting a holiday tree this week, be sure you can get it home safely. Brian Ortner with AAA says you should treat it like you would transporting a large appliance. Make sure you have some strong rope or ratchet straps with you, an old blanket, some gloves, and of course, the right vehicle helps too. One with a roof rack is ideal. If you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or moving company. There's plenty of ways to reduce waste this holiday season. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Waste Reduction Coordinator Jennifer Samaro says you need to take batteries and electronics such as tablets, laptops, computers, and cell phones should never go in curbside recycling bins. Samaro says containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics, one and two, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers can be recycled in your bin. Semrau says string lights shouldn't be recycled as they can damage recycling equipment. A full list of what can and can't be recycled can be found on the DNR's website. December is here, and with it, another season of holiday celebrations. Don't cut the party short by driving impaired. It's dangerous, reckless, and never the only option. Wisconsin State Patrol's December Law of the Month brings attention to impaired driving laws and encourages motorists to find safe ways to get their destinations this holiday season. On average, someone is injured or killed in an impaired driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin. In 2023, there were over 7,700 impaired driving crashes that claimed the lives of 186 people on Wisconsin roads. In Wisconsin, drivers are prohibited from operating any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of more than 0.08. Under Wisconsin's Not a Drop law, drivers under age 21 are prohibited from having any detectable amount of alcohol in their system. Drivers may not have any illegal drugs in their system when behind the wheel. Motorists who refuse a blood breath alcohol test will lose their license for at least 1 year and may have their vehicle impounded. Wisconsin law enforcement works hard year-round to encourage safe driving and prevent impaired driving. Over 7,500 law enforcement officers across the state are trained in advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement. This helps law enforcement detect impaired drivers and get them off the road. With almost 400 drug recognition experts across the state, Wisconsin is helping lead the nation in eliminating drug-impaired driving. DREs help prevent tragedies by identifying the signs of drug-impaired driving and securing convictions to keep them off the roads. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to highlight the danger that impaired driving poses throughout the holiday season with its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. running from December 13th through January 1st, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is an annual holiday partnership with local law enforcement to keep Wisconsin roads safe and free of impaired drivers. Today's winner in the Ithaca Boosters calendar raffle is Nancy Judson. It's 25 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
It's 25 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, December 10th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Jerry Linscheid include his sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, sister-in-law Beth Linscheid of Verona, stepdaughter Lori and Mark Williamson of Oak Creek, four granddaughters, three great-grandchildren, three nieces, a nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and special cousins Chris Burkett, Heather Dehochet, Karen and Dean Mule, and Ginger and Chris Dubansky. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held at the Cottonwood Supper Club in Fenimore. Memorials may be made to the family or Grace Hospice. Joanne Tracy is survived by her children, Brian Robertson of Wauwatosa, Charmin and Paul Andrews of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Dawn and Ernie Johnson of Asheville, North Carolina, Christy Holt of Fairbanks, Alaska, Kelly and Jeff Schulenberg of Poinette, Ed and Deb Robertson of Boscobel, and Neil Brooks of Wauwatosa. Seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home, Highland, is serving the family. Lennis Gilbertson is survived by 5 children, Jim and Sue White of Green Bay, Christy Creel, Kathy and Larry Nondorf, Jeannie and Neil Welsh, and Jennifer White, all of Highland. 14 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, siblings, Peggy and Galen Fry Miller, and Stanley and Jane Fry, many nieces and nephews, and her best friend, Joanne Schmitz. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, 3 children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Gene and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point. Former daughter-in-law, Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law, Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends, Clarence and Sharon Johnson, and Dennis Wardell. Also many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, Foggy North has you covered. Whether it's Christmas, a birthday, or just because, give a gift that stands out. Choose from specialty and regular coffees, locally made, cozy mugs and tumblers, and unique Muscadet mushroom apparel. Not sure what to pick? A Foggy North gift card is always the right choice. Stop by the gift shop and coffee bar to find something for everyone on your list. Foggy North Muscadet, where every gift is a little more special.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dustin and Amber Wanless. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the cooler air continues to filter down across Wisconsin, and that will really intensify tomorrow into Thursday. Coldest air of the season so far, in fact, with many spots dropping a little bit below zero Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We'll also see a few snow showers as the colder air comes in particular tomorrow. Could leave us with a small accumulation, enough to make the roads a little slippery, so keep that in mind for traveling. Also, the gusty winds tomorrow could blow any snow through the air, reducing visibilities during the snow showers. Things will dry out for Thursday into Friday, but by Friday evening, the next weather system approaching from the southwest will likely spread some snow into our area. Could see a couple inches out there Friday evening before it turns over to more of a wintry mix late Friday night and early Saturday, with a little icy coating possible out there as well. Temperatures will warm up over the weekend, so that'll help melt things off a bit. In fact, we'll be about 10 degrees above normal by Sunday. Another weather system could come through on Monday with some spotty precipitation. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Plenty of cloud cover and cooler, high near 30, northwest wind of 8 to 15. Partly or mostly cloudy and brisk tonight, flurries possible, low at 19 degrees. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler tomorrow. Scattered snow showers likely by late morning with about a dusting to a half inch possible. High in the mid-20s, the wind northwest at 12 to 25. Wednesday night, chance of flurries early, then partly cloudy and bitter cold. Low temperature 2 below zero. As we head into Thursday, partly cloudy, staying very chilly with a high of 10. Heading into Friday, turning cloudy with snow likely by evening. It could become a wintry mix late Friday night. Right now, looks like 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible. The high temperature Friday, 27. Saturday, the light wintry mix gradually ending by mid-afternoon, high 37. Sunday, partly sunny, high 39. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 48, our low this morning was 24. Our high so far today came early this morning at 28. The record high for this state set in 1946 is 60 degrees. The record low, 16 below, was set in 1876. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 26. Sunset today will be at 4:26. With sunrise tomorrow at 7:24. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.97 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Time is running short for this Congress to pass a new farm bill. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
With less than a month to go before the current Congress adjourns, the fate of the farm program remains in limbo. And since we're in lame duck mode, and with a shift in the balance of power in the Senate, my guess is any action there will be delayed. That's apparently what North Dakota farmer Josh Gackle is thinking as well. He's the president of the American Soybean Association.
There is time for them to do a full farm bill. Chairman Thompson has said that's still his number one priority, is to get a full farm bill done. But you're going to hear more and more talk about another extension.
Not the best option, according to Gackle.
The thing that we struggle with when we get these one-year extensions, which is important, we need the programs to continue, but you're extending a bill that's already outdated.
The delays are also a concern for Kansas farmer Amy France, chairwoman of the National Sorghum Producers.
For national sorghum producers, we're saying, hey, let's get something done in this 2024. Disaster assistance would be great. And that gets actual money in our farmers' pockets when they need it most. Many of them are going in to talk to their bankers in renewal season. And so we want to equip them to be able to say, hey, I've got a plan and let me keep farming for another year.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Farm Bureau members are deciding where policy direction should go. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feel the impact of Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. This next-generation soybean delivers consistent performance, enhanced disease protection, and superior genetics. First, USDA has tightened the domestic balance sheets for corn and wheat. Corn ending stocks now seen at 1.7 billion bushels, a drop of 200 million from November. The wheat carryout pegged at 795 million bushels. That's 20 million less than last month on an upward revision of exports. U.S. soybean ending stocks held at 470 million bushels. Globally, the big changes were lower wheat production for Canada and Europe and a reduction of wheat exports from Russia. Concerns over eminent domain highlighted discussion by delegates at the 2024 Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting. Jared White was there.
Our members are pretty clear and have been clear. We do not like eminent domain.
However, IFB President Brian Duncan says delegates recognize the potential opportunity some projects can bring.
Our organization, the last 3 or 4 years, has been trying to balance the economic opportunities that come with carbon sequestration and some of these issues with the challenges related to property rights.
He says the delegate body restated its position on eminent domain, but
they're open if pipeline projects can be done without using eminent domain. We had language that says, hey, we're cool with that.
Policy adopted by the delegate body shapes IFB's lobbying efforts for the coming year. From downtown Chicago, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
In Wisconsin, delegates voted Monday to change direction and remove policy supporting raw milk sales. Dan Meyer is on the Farm Bureau board.
Other parts of the country have had reported cases of avian influenza. There have not been any reported cases in Wisconsin. So I think with that in the background, I believe the delegates, in my personal opinion, decided perhaps it would be better to remove the policy on supporting raw milk sales.
The president of Nebraska's Farm Bureau says the agency continues to explore new trade opportunities in Europe. Brownfield's Brendan Peoples has the report.
Mark McCarg says the United Kingdom still imports about 40% of its food, and much of that comes from the European Union.
But as with the Brexit, they are working on trying to figure out who new trade partners would be, and I think we have a great opportunity to go into the UK. I think a free trade agreement with them would be a great opportunity for the U.S.
But he tells Brownfield there are some factors that prevent a potential trade agreement. He says there is strong demand for Nebraska beef in the UK, and he doesn't expect that to change.
Our grain-fed beef is just a different taste and different flavor. Really, that's one of the things that they appreciate about the Nebraska market.
From the 2024 Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting in Kearney, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Burnham Lumber of Rui wishes you and your family happy holidays. They would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
Durant Cash Cattle Trade is quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start for a Tuesday. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices are being floated in the South at $192 plus live, but the North has remained quiet. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef is lower at midday and light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 217 at $311.97. Select was 4 cents lower at $279.30. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers ranged from $7 lower to $12 higher, with the most support for lighter, high-quality calves. Feeder heifers were steady to $15 higher, with the most gain on three-weight heifers. The USDA says supply was heavy, with very good demand. Feeder supply included 64% steers. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 603 to 647 pounds, brought $285 to $316. Feeder steers, 900 to 929 pounds, brought $233.75 to $238. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 700 to 736 pounds, brought $239 to $265. Cash hogs are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors aren't having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. They are, however, working to keep up with this uptick in slaughter pace recently. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That is helping provide some price support, but there's concern about long-term strength in domestic demand. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Director down $1.85 with a weighted average of 80.58. No comparison at the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 80.75. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 lower with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $34 to $46. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $60. And pork values were lower at midday, down 84 cents at $92.74. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Patterson from River Ridge High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke runs cross country and track and plays basketball. He's in National Honor Society, band, and FFA, and he loves to show cattle through 4-H.
What I enjoy the most is like every day, getting out, having to go feed them and take care of them, groom
home.
Luke enjoys farming and the hard work that helps others.
The hard work that we consistently put in every day to keep our family farm running and then be able to put food on the table for not just ourselves, but a lot of people across the country.
He plans to get a degree in animal science and share that knowledge when he returns home to make farming a career.
Since I was little, I've always wanted to come back and farm. That's really the only job I ever wanted to do. Should hopefully be able to do that after I go to college and get a degree.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are higher. Hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up. U.S. ending stocks were unchanged on the month, and global adjustments were minor. USDA did raise its soybean oil export guess and solid global demand expectations. January beans are up 6 3/4 at 9.96 3/4. March is 6 3/4 higher at 10.02 1/4. January meals up $3.40 at 2.93. January soybean oils down 3 points at 42.77. Corn's up. U.S. ending stocks were down from November following increases for ethanol and export use. No changes this month for Argentina and Brazil on corn, with generally favorable development weather expected through month's end. March is up 6.5 at 4.48 1/4, and May is 7 higher at 4.54 3/4. And wheat's higher. The USDA raised its export projection while lowering Russia's exports slightly. USDA also reduced production in the European Union and Canada. March Chicago's 2 3/4 higher at 5.61 1/2. March Kansas City's up 6 1/4 at 5.65. March Minneapolis wheat's 2.5 higher at 6.05 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher, watching direct business develop. Trade so far is light in Kansas at 191 live, steady with last week's weighted average. Box beef was lower at midday. February live's up $1.90 at 188.92. April's now 147 higher at 190.42. January feeders up $1.20 at 257. And hogs are pressured by cash and wholesale business. Pork's down at midday. Cash is steady to lower. February lean's down $2.20 at $84.30. April's $2.40 lower at $88.80. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Hello, everyone. It's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chainsaw for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
How rescued foods can help in a multitude of ways. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Rescuing food has many benefits, including environmental, social, and economic. Eric Hodel, the CEO of the Midwest Food Bank, based in Illinois, shares how rescuing food makes a difference.
You know, rescued food would be food that is kind of surplus, it's kind of lost, or it's kind of out in the supply chain and doesn't really have a place. And so it could be like an oversupply of a product ordered. For example, Walmart could have ordered into a distribution center or any retailer could have ordered 10 loads of strawberries for their retail sites to use, and they only need 9. And so now there's an extra load of strawberries that's there at that distribution site. So Midwest Food Bank will go and rescue that rather than having it go to a landfill, and we'll bring it in and redistribute it to our agencies. And then sometimes it's just food manufacturers that have a misrun or an overrun. Maybe cans get dented or labels get printed at an angle, and so it can't make its way to a retail market. It's still very healthy. It's very on date. It's still very able to be used.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tipstock Auction Realty. At sales ultimate upcoming events, we had a bigger sale with a good crowd. Large squares topped at $210 a ton, and large rounds topped at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, stock trailers, snow blowers, guns, antiques, and much more will sell December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Pennsylvania still holding Luigi Mangione, charged with the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson last week in Midtown Manhattan. An extradition hearing scheduled this afternoon. The targeted killing in Mangione's writings now has police warning healthcare executives and families.
The notice to Colorado police agencies obtained by ABC News says the killing of Brian Thompson may be used as messaging and propaganda to share the gunman's techniques and tactics. It says social media posts call for harassing and harming executives, their families, homes, and places of work. The bulletin talks about a growing negative sentiment around big corporations, the wealthy, and executive staff.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. In California, 18,000 residents near Malibu forced to evacuate due to an explosive wildfire driven by Santa Ana winds. ByteDance, the China-based company of TikTok, has filed an emergency motion appealing for the court to stop a U.S. government ban from taking effect January 19th if it doesn't sell. This is ABC News.